It is regrettable that the broader evangelical community was able to redefine the biblical doctrine of the perseverance of the saints and make it into something it is not. This precious doctrine was redefined using the catchy phrase, "once saved, always saved." And though there is truth in this statement, for many, it became a license to transgress the law of God and continue in a lifestyle that does not match and is unfitting for those who are called to live for Christ. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This episode of Against the World is brought to you by the 2013 Biblical Worldview Student Conference, held at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Kingsport, Tennessee, June 3rd through the 8th. This year's keynote speaker is Dr. Joel Beakey. For more information, visit their website at westminsterkpt.org/BWSC. And by Capernaum Marketing, a Christian internet marketing and advertising company. For more information, go to www.capernaummarketing.com.
When Arminians attack this doctrine, it's not the biblical doctrine they argue against, but the perversion of the doctrine. Let me state unequivocally and without horns, any teaching that says all one has to do is walk down an aisle, pray a rote prayer, fill out a card and now they are saved and can do whatever they want to do is promoting a false doctrine, one that comes straight from the gates of hell. So what and why do I still hold to the fullness of the doctrine? Well, Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, "And being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Now let me observe that this passage first does away with the arrogance of the Arminians who believe man has anything to contribute to the work of justification. Paul makes it clear that the one who began the work in you is also the one who will bring it to its full completion. He is the one who will perfect it in, by, and for his Son. Second, this good work is not your own, but God's, from start to finish. As the great Reformed commentator Matthew Poole notes in his commentary, "God the Father, who is not weary of well-doing, having begun the work of faith in them, who else were dead in sins, he would preserve and carry on that internal and spiritual work in the fruits of real Christians, and not leave it imperfect, but would make it perfect, established, strengthened, and settled it in them." So here is the question. Do you hate the sin which manifests itself every day in your life? Do you cry out to God because it oppresses you? Do you desire true holiness? Well, if that's true, then God has started a good work in you, or you wouldn't care. However, if you continue in your transgression, never giving a thought to the fact that the sins you are committing are the same ones that nailed the Lord Jesus to the cross, then I submit to you, be afraid. Be very afraid. Perseverance of the saints is the biblical doctrine that says the saints, those who are elect before the foundation of the world in Christ, will persevere unto holiness. Because God, who has begun a good work in you, will bring it to completion. In fact, the Apostle Paul explains in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, that, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained beforehand that we should walk in them." Once saved, always saved is only one side of the biblical doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. and I submit to you that it is therefore a perversion. And as such, it carries with it the leaven of the Pharisees. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos, all in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library, and much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search, and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan hard drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.